Black in the Bearded again. Another show, episode number 2. We're back. If you hear the sound of my voice, you know what time it is. I need you to subscribe to the channel. We're available anywhere that you listen to podcasts, and that podcasts are available. The Big, the Black, and the Beard. Tonight, we got a full lineup. It's the boys. We in the building. Celestine, where you at, man?
Man, what's going down, man? I'm on this JD Jack Daniels, man. I'm ready.
Hey, Steve-O, where you at, man?
Joe Biden, we need a response.
Hey, Rel, where you at, man?
I'm here, man. I'm here. I'm blessed. I'm ready. Let's get it.
Hey, Batman. So like I said at the beginning, guys, this is the Big, the Black, and the Bearded. Let's get it. Hey, but first off, man, you know, glad to be back with the fellas, man. How was everybody's week? Everything was crazy. Celestine, I know you was out of town, man. Everything was good up there, man. What did you do?
Man, this is my third town in a week.
It must be nice.
I'm just going. I mean, it ain't nothing, you know, ain't nothing too much, you know, just going next door, you know, just, you know, taking in some sights, breathing some good air. That's all, man. Just resetting the mind. You know, it's been a long year. So,
hey, real, anything crazy, man?
Nah, man, just went to, you know, Six Flags with the fam, you know, went to San Antonio for the day.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not on my thrill seeker shit yet, but, you know, before I'm 30, I'm about to get on a lot of shit that I didn't do. So,
that boy said bucking this time.
Man.
Hey, Steve-O, what's good, man? I know baby boy birthday tomorrow, man.
Yes, good, man. Realizing that I'm never hosting another birthday party in my house. I'm young. But other than that, man, you know, I'm just debating on letting the shrimp fried rice go, man. No
question. So you one and done?
Yeah, man. It look like it, bro. Too much responsibility, bro. I paid my lawn man $40 to cut my grass. Nigga, something wrong.
You could have paid me half for that,
bro. That's right, bro. I cut it for 20, bro.
Hell, 20 and some Mike Seafood, bro. We good,
nigga,
bro.
That nigga know I was desperate too when I handed him that 40, man.
Man, all you gotta do, bro, is just find some little kid around there, man. Just looking for, you know, looking for a little summer job, looking for a little, just, you know, some summer change. Could have did it, man. Got out for about $10, $15.
And the next thing I know, I'm here rattling in the back of my yard at 3 a.m. in the.
That's where you get the strap, man.
Hey, that's what you get. I mean, you gotta think about it. Make the investment. Get you a lawnmower or something like that. Or edge.
You know, that's what I was thinking about, man. I was thinking about that, man. But you see, I was thinking about getting one of those, like, those manual lawnmowers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll make that investment. I'm not about to
get the one that you can sit down in with your lazy ass. That's what you want to get.
Nah, man. Not even that, bro. I'm not trying to make that investment, bro.
Hey, I don't want to start no shit, but I was cutting grass at Stevie's age. I don't want to start no trouble, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that $40 gonna add up, bro. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm not paying. I ain't paying $40 no more. Next week is going back to the original lawman price, $25.
He gonna take you on Judge Judy.
I better see football field lines in my grass paying
$40.
He better not do that. I'm gonna walk outside with an ICE jacket, boy.
This boy going to jail. Man, that's a hot topic right now, man. But anyway, man.
I'm sorry.
Let's do it. But man, dude, Terrell, bro, you did not tell me. Well, you did tell me, bro. I had a back adjustment today, dog.
Oh, that chiropractor?
Yes, bro.
Boy, new man.
And so, not even, bro, because you know I got a disc protrusion from lifting weights and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Bruh, so yeah, I was lifting 545 pounds and by myself, no spot. So when I told a chiropractor today, he was like, man, you crazy, man. Like, what the heck? So come to find out, I have had a herniated disc for like, I don't know how long now. Mm-hmm. And bro, when I tell you that adjustment is crazy, bro, that adjustment is crazy, bro.
But you know,
I was in that bitch screaming.
Well, you know, the crazy thing is, though, all the times that you've been in the hospital, they should have been able to call that out.
Yeah, I'm saying, dog.
They could have been called that out. I know, because all the times I've been to the hospital, they could have told me that too. Because it was like after they pointed out to you and show you what was going on at the chiropractor, like you would have been like, damn, how the hell did these doctors with doctorates miss this shit?
I know, like, after talking to my doctor this week as well, he was like, you know, it's because they're more focused on the internal. Like the medicine type, okay, yeah. Hey, man, his liver is not working, or hey, something's going on, his kidneys. They more focus on that. They feel like that's more of a physical element, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of get it, but he told me straight up, he was like, man, you're not going to need surgery. Like, go see, he referred me to this person, and he was like, man, you're not going to need surgery. And the guy said the same thing, but he said, you do have a fucked up back, like, hernia and this.
Trust me, bro. When I went and I got to start making my appointments to keep going, because you can't just go one time and be good. You got to go for like a year or something like that to be at 100%. Because we weren't really told that shit in high school. We was lifting, like, you know, coaches like put that weight on there and lift. Ain't really tell us about, you know, hey, got to go see this chiropractor right now. Like, man. That's good that you went, though. Everybody should go.
Everybody got to go. Hey, man. But anyway, man, on to the next, man. So to start the show off, man, James Harden is in the news. he's in the news again. There's somebody, I don't know who it is, but somebody came up with a basically a message that was going viral on social media saying that James Harden paid $100,000 he sent it to Sweetie, the rapper, basically in her Cash App on a date. So he basically took her out on a date for $100,000 and he paid her via Cash App. So how y'all feel about that, bro?
Oh my God.
He's came out. One thing about him, though, is he's came out and he said, I'm tired of people creating these false-ass stories, knowing I really don't speak on bullshit. Leave me out of the weird shit. People really are here just making shit up for clout. I really stay out the way. Cash App, beat it. Right? So y'all think he did that shit, bro? Be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He a clown, man.
I'ma go ahead and quote 50 Cent on Power. Whatever they say he did that shit. Nigga, you dated a Kardashian, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, bro.
After the whole team did, bro.
It's been a couple of rumors, you know, when he was playing for the Rockets, you know, like he was always in the strip club, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, always just buying strippers or buying stuff for him. I don't know exactly what it was, but you know, there was it was some rumors around him that would say, okay, he's buying strippers and whatever comes with along with the services. I don't know.
Yeah,
hey, in the words of Sean Celestine, the nigga is a cornball.
Hey, that boy, he a cornball. Not he a cornball.
I can't speak on the situation with Sway because I don't know if he really did it. You know, if he did do it, then I mean, hell, he's a
captain. Well, his attorney isn't here to defend him right now. Exactly. I guess we'll get a word from his attorney, Mr. Sean DK, at another time. But you know,
bro, hey, but I just tell you about how he is as a person, bro. Because think about it, man. This man he should be working on that hamstring right now. But this man is worried about hearsay, bro. Like, see what I'm saying, dog? Like, the dude is a peon, bro. Like, I mean, I think the best thing the Rockets did. And the organization was, you know, trade this nigga, bro. You know, I'm over it, bro.
But hold on. I've used Cash App a couple of times, man. Like you can't spend $100,000 over Cash App.
You can send it, yeah.
Hey, bro,
you just can't take off that much.
Hey, bro, can you imagine the fee
that she had to pay to receive that shit.
Man, you better use that, well, 1 or 3 days transfer to your bank account, man.
Instant.
No instant transfers, bro.
No instant transfers. Hey, we use Zelle now anyway.
Hey, yeah. Very big boy talk, Zelle.
Very true.
Hey, but so y'all all in agreement that he didn't do this shit. Well, y'all think he did do it. Y'all say he did do it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe not. I wouldn't say 100K like there, but there's a possibility that he sent it through, like, sent that much throughout time. Let me say that. Maybe he spent over 100K to date her.
Hey, but that's the weedy though. Y'all think that he, like, y'all think that that's for her? Like,
bro,
who the hell is she to be trying to, you know, demand, you know, 100K up front? You know, hey, like, if this story is true,
that's tricking at his best though, and I think he did. Yeah,
PR Captain Sable E40.
Hey, but real quick, so Saweetie also was in the news again because another peon ass nigga, Quavo, he dissed her in her song talking about some she had her way, now she out of a Bentley. When are these peon niggas gonna stop with the fuck shit, bro?
Hey, bro, and might I say, question, bro. The culture song, the culture 3 is trash.
I ain't heard it yet.
Don't waste your time, bro.
So, oh man, that's another question. I'm gonna say that for another question.
So Quavo said, and I repeat, she had her way, now she out of a Bentley. And people are on viral. They're saying, hey man, like, you know, once you give somebody something, you know, that's it, right? Mm-hmm. But also, how y'all feel about that though, man?
That line, let me go. Like, that line would have been a good line.
Like, but how do y'all feel about that? Like, so he said she had her way, now she out of a Bentley. Everybody knows that he gifted her a Bentley for I don't know if it was her birthday or whatever, but he took it back apparently. So, like, do y'all feel like that? Like, y'all in a relationship, would y'all take that shit back, bro? Like,
that, look.
If you had the money, would you? Because you know he got the money to go buy another one. So now it's just like, nigga, you just downright petty as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, it depends on the situation, man. Situations call for that, bro.
It's a principle.
Yeah, situations call for that, bro. Like, if it's an engagement ring or whatever, bro. Like, I'm taking that shit back. I'm sorry. Like, there's without the what you call it? No hesitancy in my shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like.
So how much did you pay for that hold on?
Huh?
Yeah, how much
did you pay for it?
Hey, bro, it don't matter, bro. I don't care if I pay.
It don't matter.
25, 250, two grand, bro. Shit, if I pay for it, it's the principal, dog. Like, and plus,
but you know what?
Hey, if you have crossed me, like I mean, like all that loyalty to you is gone, fam. Like, bro, now I'll say this, bro. Like, in the situation I'm in now, I'm married. Of course, I have 2 kids, 1 on the way. Like, I wouldn't dare do no stupid shit like that now. But back in the day, bro, shit, man, run me all my shit.
That's it. Run me the bag. Hey, Celestine, how you feel, man? You would, if you, you man, know, gave somebody, you take it back?
Man, I mean, so I don't know if this was a gift or this is just a...
Hey, Celestine, stop beating around the bush. Tell the truth.
I don't know if this, bro. Would I take it back?
Yeah.
Man, honestly, yeah, I probably would. I ain't gonna lie to you. I probably would, man. That's an expensive supercar, bro. So,
you know the nigga trying to tread lightly on the shit, bro.
Hey, Terrell.
Not really, man. Not really. Get your own bag, sis. That's all that was that mean, bro. Get your own bag, sis.
Hey, real. Would you take it back or what?
The line itself was hard, but it would have hit more if she couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Now this is where the situation kind of gets iffy. If Shorty could afford it, you know what I'm saying? She wouldn't have no problem. Nigga, get these bitch ass keys out my face. I could buy my own. Mm-hmm. But if you mess with a broke chick, you know what I'm saying? And she really hurt you to the core where you got to get your shit back. Me personally, I don't care. Here, have it. Boom, you can have it.
Hey,
but anyways, can't do nothing with it. I don't care.
Hey, but T, hey, She not What's broke, up? Though. James Harden just gave her $100,000.
This boy.
But he's talking about me. He's talking about me. First of all, that shit right there would never fly. You feel me? Like, first of all, like, you know how much I got to love you to buy you a brand new Bentley? Do you know how much a Bentley costs?
Bruh.
I am my grandfather's grandson. Hey. I am cheap as hell.
Hey, but if you got, but we're saying if you got the money, though.
The money I ain't even buying you no Bentley for you. For if I had the money.
That boy said, hell nah, man. Smart investments, right?
Bro, you feel me?
I'm gonna just take this. I'm gonna just take this moment to just recognize, you know, what a great time it is to be a female these days, man. That you can just finesse top five players about their money like that, bro.
You
like,
feel me?
Like these days, it is the time to. It's the best time. It ain't never been a better time to be a woman, bro. Ever.
Oh my god.
Ever, bro. Y'all keep finessing these. These
the thoughts and opinions located on this show.
Hey, y'all remember like Chloe,
do not reflect the opinions of the big, the black, and the bearded.
Y'all know who y'all are. They playing y'all, dog.
And you like and y'all plan. Remember y'all remember when he was talking to Chloe and she left him in the middle of the game to go to Lamar when Lamar was in the hospital. So you should already know that these industry hoes ain't shit.
Hey, but real quick. So, another Atlanta rapper is making headlines, too. And I'm going to ask how y'all feel about this, too, man. If you were her father. So, Future has a song with 42 Doug. And in the song, Future says, tell Steve Harvey I don't want to. If you were Steve Harvey, what the fuck are you doing, son, Steve?
And he says, and somebody in the song that said, what now?
So, Future said in the song with 42 Doug, you know, him and Lori Harvey, Steve Harvey's daughter, they were dating previously. And what Future said in the song was, Future said, tell Steve Harvey I don't want her. I don't want her.
Man, that's some childish ass shit, bro.
Why are you so Future always focus on his exes, bro. Nigga got
he does, hey, right? Hey,
that's what he's known for.
Hey, but if y'all her dad, what y'all doing, bro?
What can Steve Harvey do, bro?
What can he do?
Give an inspirational ass speech, bro.
Hey, man, we stepping, and we big stepping.
Nah, stepping.
big stepping again. Ass laid out, man.
Gonna be a gold case. Magic City, I'm the owner. Tell Steve Harvey I don't want to. Yes. One thing I've never seen was a bitch that leave every time I crank the car. I don't want to. Whoa.
Hey, so y'all know he like Major Cap. Y'all know he Major Cap, bro.
He's always talking about off the wall lyrics when it comes to.
Whoa, hold up. Actual. The bar is dope.
No, not at all. He's lying.
The bar is not dope, bro.
I'm talking about the way the word scheme, the play, not the actual verse. The way that he put the words in there was hard.
That promethazine dope head.
whoa, hold up.
That promethazine dope head
hold up.
Is capping on his music, bro.
Hold up. Let me tell you, though.
She left him, right?
Yeah, she left him.
You know, Future, bro, you always dissing a woman that left you, dog. Maybe if you get the shit together, man.
And you know what? And Shine, you know what? As a rapper myself, if I ever heard some shit like that and I know that about the person that said that about me, I will actually, first, I'm going right to the studio. A diss track is coming towards you. I'm a rapper first, so I'm gonna go ahead and diss you too. But then I'm gonna have to come see you.
This thing is sad. Hey,
bro, but how is he? How can you be a millionaire and your ass is still a deadbeat, bro? Like there has to be like some serious niggatry in you, bro. Like,
oh, it is. His music, bro. The only thing that elevated about Future's music is I can't even say it elevated.
Now he going through his T-Pain stage now. He's about to fade out.
I don't even like that T-Pain stage because T-Pain never really fell off though.
Whoa, okay.
T-Pain never. Oh, nah, nigga. Now you capping. But that's another. That's another conversation. Hey, this nigga over here capping on T-Pain.
I'm shocked. Y'all said there's nothing that Uncle Steve can do, man.
Like,
yo,
what
are
you gonna do? Get the
cops? What you gonna make
send dudes to his house or something like that, though? You know what I mean?
You don't know what Steve got, though, man.
Exactly.
If he don't get his family feud, nah. But look, that's where you mess up at. See, people think, oh, Steve, he's.
We never know, bro.
That boy's stupid. Hey, but anyway, man. On to the next subject, man. In Michigan, there was a six-year-old boy that was shot in his arm by an Asian neighbor, Ryan Nguyen. And the whole situation started was the boy was riding his bike with somebody else, and he had dropped the bike in front of Nguyen's house. And so when he was coming back to Nguyen's property to pick up his bike, and their next-door neighbors, mind you, the Asian guy had a the Asian guy had a sledgehammer, and he was pointing it at the boy, and he had words with the six-year-old boy. Apparently, whatever the six-year-old boy said, the Asian guy went back in the house and he shot the six-year-old boy through the window, shot him in the arm. Six-year-old boy is going to make it, and he's out of surgery, doing fine. Nguyen gets put to jail, and when he gets in jail, he gets a $10,000 bond for almost killing a six-year-old African-American child. Because of the public outcry and because of the outcry from leaders in office, in politics, whatever, they arrested Nguyen again, and now his bond is at $100,000.
Get that from James Harden.
What are y'all opinions on this? And I'm going to sell Steve first, man. What's your opinion on this, man?
Man, first and foremost, thank God that the child is okay. You know, the bullet, it grazed him, you know, so thank God for that, man. I don't understand how the internet always seems to do a better job investigating, you know, than the actual the law enforcement judicial system. You know, the judge should never have ruled that this man get out on bond anyway. Yeah. In my opinion, because that is a child. When you look at the situation, it's a six-year-old child. Lord knows, man, this kid is probably, I mean, how tall are six-year-olds these days, man? Like, what, 4'10", 4'11"? I'm not sure. But obviously not a threat. So Mr. Nguyen himself, he must be a little man, right? Yeah. So a sledgehammer, that's a little too excessive, man. And you know, and then, you know, you shot at this kid. Like, what kind of threat do you... They always say you never know what you're going to do until you're in a situation, you know. But on another hand, you got to think of the standpoint of, you know, whenever there's action, there's reaction.
Yeah.
What kind of action did that kid give you to make you react to what you want to shoot him?
And what the kid said was, when he saw the guy with the sledgehammer, he said, oh, you're going to need something more. Better than that, because you're not gonna catch me, I'm too fast. And so he said the guy went in the house and shot him through the window. It's 6 years old, man. That shit crazy to me, man. Like you said, Celestine, that shit crazy, bro.
Through the window. So you're not defending your castle. Nope. I don't know in what state is this in? Michigan?
Michigan, yep.
I don't know what laws they got down there, but that's totally different from what the kind of defend your castle laws that we got down here. Because if you step onto my property, if you step over the threshold of my door, and you're posing a threat, and you're entering unlawfully, you know, you don't have permission. Okay, then
I have a right to defend my castle and do whatever I need to do to protect me and mine.
Facts.
Him, he's on the outside. He's on your lawn, man. Like, what? I don't understand. And he's six. You know, so
six years old, bro.
I don't understand, bro.
Mind you, Mackenzie about to turn five, and
Lord have mercy, man. Look here, dude.
It's like, bro, like that shit right there. That's crazy to me.
Congratulations to the internet, man. They well done. Y'all did y'all job.
Hey, Steve-O, how you feel about it, man?
Well, look, I ain't feeling it. I'm, and like I said, before I don't even want to go on a rant, but you know, I tie this back to what's been going on in the states for the last, you know, couple of years, and what just recently happened with the Stop Asian Hate campaign. You know, they were able to get a bill passed by Joe Biden. You know, 46, you know, in their favor, you know. And when I see stuff like this happen, you know, I have to, you know, I get upset. I get mad. You know what I'm saying? Like when, you know, it's not what's up and it's not cool whatsoever, you know. But this is not the first time that us as African-Americans have dealt with racism from, you know, Asian-Americans, you know. And it's sad. I'm not trying to bring it up, but it's just the truth, man. I mean, many of us can't walk in their convenience stores without them asking us what we're looking for five times. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just... It's sickening, bro, and you know the fact that he shot a 6 year old is a telltale about how he feels about us as people, anyway. So you know, it is what it is, man. Y'all president did a good job, bro.
How you feel about it, bro?
Man, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and agree with everybody, man. I am gonna say this though, you know, one thing that we definitely got to change. There's a narrative that goes around and it's shared by the news and all those other people. Whenever you see Asians, right, or Asian people, you rarely see the storyline headlines, Asian person did a crime to innocent person, right? You rarely see that. But that's because they're only showing us the crimes towards Asian community.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think the only time I actually seen an Asian person do anything towards a black person was on 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying movie when Asians were shooting the kids in the liquor stores because crackheads were stealing from them. They said they felt they had to defend their store. You know what I'm saying? Now, with this story, how all of that pertains to this particular story, you know, a six-year-old, dog. How can, like, okay, so you mean to tell me that you can't, if the kid, 6 year old kid was a big threat, right? You couldn't stiff arm the little kid, couldn't just like flick him a little bit. Y'all seen that old video that's on MySpace with a little black boy that was at the store that the game used on his album? The one that said, you know, bitch, I want my motherfucking money back. I only gave you $5. Oh, you gave me, I'll give you $10 motherfucking dollars.
Bro,
I
ain't gonna sit here. First video on YouTube,
bro. like that little boy right there, you could have just like stiff on him, like, you know, pawned him right there. But you go like that, that just goes back to niggas running and grabbing guns. And to anybody that's listening, black people aren't the only ones that grab guns. You know, Mexicans aren't the only ones that grab guns. Asians and white people grab guns faster than we do. Let's just keep it a buck right now. Let's just keep it a buck. First mm-hmm. of all, you go upstairs to a window and you shoot out the window like a sniper on Call of Duty. Like, that's mm-hmm. one. Two, like, who go grabs a gun for a kid, dog? I can see if it was a 16-year-old kid, a 26-year-old man, 36-year-old, 46, 56, hell, 66. I can see that. You know, it doesn't justify it, but I see it. But a kid, it's not even, you know what I'm saying? And luckily, the kid is alive and is recovering from surgery. But that's where the shit got to get out of hand. Y'all want to protect Asians so much that y'all are protecting it from hate crimes.
Yeah.
you're protecting them from hate crimes, and you release them first for a $10,000 bond, and then you increased it $90,000.
Yeah.
Why would you send them out for 10 and then relock them up and then up at 90K?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that make a nigga like me, like us, not trust the judicial system no matter where you are. Michigan, yeah. Mississippi, Texas, don't matter where you are. Mm-hmm. That should never happen.
At all.
Yeah. Hey, so let me play the clip real quick.
Sledgehammer, but that's not gonna work because I'm too fast.
So then what did he do?
Got a gun. Boom. Shot me right here.
It's all on video. Saturday afternoon on Candlewood Lane. You'll see kids playing, hear a gunshot, then Kobe realizes he's hit.
Like,
man, that's funny, bro.
Like, you know, my opinion on it is simple. Like I just told y'all, my daughter will be 5, so technically, you know, put some more time on that. You know, the kid looks just like my daughter's age. You know what I'm saying? My daughter's tall for her age group. But when I see him, I see my daughter. And I see that, you know, she could be riding her bicycle or she could be dropping her bike in front of a neighbor's house and they feel the need to shoot her because they feel like she's trespassing. That right there, man, is bullshit, man. And the fact that they let that man out for $10,000, a $10,000 bond, that's more bullshit. And the only reason they brought him back was because of the outcry from the people. Mm-hmm. And that, as you know, that's just damage control. That's just them trying to fix what they felt. Oh, man, they're going to perceive us as this way. You literally gave a man a $10,000 bond. What are we doing on bond anyway? Why is that even an option?
Why?
Exactly. Y'all just revoked Pooh Shiesty's bond the other day, bro.
And then check this out. Somebody had posted as well. They said, if this was a black man who shot a white child, there will be no bond. There will be no bond.
Hell, this is kicking up a black or brown guy that shot anybody.
Like, bruh. So
unless he snitched.
Yeah, so my understanding on that, man, is I don't have an understanding on it. You don't shoot a 6-year-old child. And to look at the video that they're showing, he didn't do anything that warranted that. All he did was he had his bike in front of the guy's house. And it wasn't even in the yard. It was in front of the gate. So I didn't even understand that. And
I even remember back when we was in high school, bro. Like, I think it was like our sophomore year or something like that. I was walking to school, and I was meet up with Clenard because, you know, we stayed right next door to the school, right? So I'm walking, and I think we running late or something, and Clenard, all he did was jump the neighbor's gate just to get to the road that I was at, and then the dude came out and threatened to shoot Clenard. So that little situation right there, like, we were 16. I think we was both 16 at that time, too. So, like that, like I said, he was like, you come over here again, I'm going to shoot you. And Kanar like, oh, Lord, bro, like, I'm just trying to get to school. What are you talking about? Like, you know, so this definitely an unspoken thing that Asians don't like black people, you know, and it's been proven many, many times. And they move into our neighborhoods. That's the even crazier thing about it.
Yeah.
You don't like me, don't live where I live at.
Yeah, no facts, man. Mm-hmm. They're definitely, that's not it, man. That's not the move at all, man. But, hey, man, like I said, crazy world, man. But on to the next, man. But, hey, man, like I said, crazy world, man. But on to the next, man. So, a Detroit man was in, man, this all this damn Detroit, Michigan shit, man. Anyway, a black brother won the 30K lottery. And he won the 30K lottery, and his ass went and bought a $20,000 chain.
He done.
He was robbed.
He deserved that.
He was robbed the next day. He was robbed the next day. So you mean to tell me,
get it back in blood?
The nigga won $30,000, and he spent $20,000 on the chain.
Can't give you niggas nothing.
Can't. Dead ass.
You're not even gonna pay your debt off. Like, I know you got at least 15K in debt.
Hey, he could have flipped it.
Could have flipped it. Could have made 60.
He could have flipped it. He could have had so many other things, man.
But like, you want to go to Johnny and get a 20K.
Hey, Celestine, how you feel about it, bro?
He was followed. He was followed, man. Like, I'm looking at the headline right now, dude. So chain costs 20, you won 30K. yeah, man. Y'all know how we get, man, when it comes to money. And I keep saying, man, that's why you can't give, but you can't give us money, man, when it comes to, you know, any kind of reparation or any kind of prize, anything, because we just go fuck it off.
Mm-hmm.
We go fuck it off, man. Like we ain't never seen 30,000 before at one time. You know, we ain't gonna know what that, you know. But it's idiotic to say the least, man. I hate they got him. What up?
Hey, but here's the crazy part about it is, so he won 30,000. But you know, taxes and shit like that, man.
So you only get 25.
Yeah, he really had like 25. So he basically spent all of his earnings on a chain. Mm. You deserve to get your ass whooped.
Yeah, no doubt. Mm-hmm. No doubt.
You deserve to get stomped out.
I think he was followed, bro. Because how do you know the car to hit up? You know, like how do you know?
Hey, it don't matter. He deserved it.
He looked like lunch meat, bro. Look, he looked like lunch meat, bro. Go ahead.
Did y'all see the chain, though?
What was the chain?
Hey, Loki, nigga might be trying to do some like fraud shit, bro. Like, that shit like 20K, bro. That shit look like straight out the vending machine, bro.
Hey, Steven, them chains we used to get from PCX.
Exactly, bro.
Dang. Y'all PCX, remember bro. Yes, sir.
Nigga would go in there like, ooh-wee.
Hey, you know what, bro? I remember when we used to wear it up. Man, we had some crazy styles, bro, like in school. But we got from PCX. It was some the little button downs, and like they came with the army patches and the fake middle. Bro, what was that, though?
Niggas, we was out there looking like we was in the army or some shit.
hey, nigga, you know the ones with the name belts and the little diamonds was falling off that bitch.
Hold up.
Terrell, you had one of them army shirts now.
Hey, Terrell, you know Terrell did.
I used to rock that shit heavy. But y'all want to know the craziest thing is, I'm watching the video right now. The dudes really wanted that chain because they wrestled the dude down in the front of the store, in the door.
Yeah,
he tried to open the convenience store door back open.
They wrestled dude down to the ground. Now, listen, people, if you listen to this podcast, first of all, go ahead, subscribe. Go ahead, follow us on social medias. This is about to get real. I respect this man, but do not ever listen to Master P when he said these kids ain't never had nothing. Black people never had nothing. So when they want to go buy their little jewelry, let them go do that. No.
Yeah.
Because niggas are out here robbing niggas for chains that do. First of all, you spent all your check to buy that one chain.
Exactly.
To buy that one chain. See, Sorrell here would buy a fake chain, and if I do get robbed, you taking the fake shit. You ain't taking the real shit. Right. Was that was that Ocho Cinco or T.O. that said that that their Ocho entire Cinco. Time in a Ocho league Cinco. They bought jewelry. Fake jewelry, mm-hmm. And niggas called him dumb. I'm like, no, that is smart hustling, bro. You're not gonna know what I have in my pocket at all times when I'm out, bro. You're gonna have to be looking at me like, oh, is that real? Is that real? Oh, no, nah, that ain't real. Okay, what about that? Nah, you're not gonna know, shorty. You can stop that right now, but yeah, dude, you dumb for that. You could have went to the barbershop, got a haircut, because I looked at the picture, dude. You was looking a little rough. You could have went to Fallas or somewhere, JCPenney somewhere, and got you some clothes. You know what I'm saying? You could have did a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? You, with 30K, you could have moved out your house and moved to a better, nicer crib, whatever. You could have did something, but you went and bought a $20,000 chain, had probably like $4,000 left, you know, because the chain probably wasn't $20,000 exactly. It was probably plus tax, you know, which probably $21,000. Let's just keep it a buck, you know. All y'all niggas out here doing that dumb shit, buying a jury and shit. Look, bro, I understand you won't shit because you never had it. But there's way, way better, smarter hustling, man. Like Sato said, you could have flipped that. You could have flipped that, my guy. That way, if they took 20 from you, you still got 40 in the bag.
I wonder why generational wealth and breaking them curses and you know trying to help not only help your situation, but you know, put yourself in a position to help your, you know, to help your kids in the next life and everything like that. That $30,000 could have been a blessing for years to come, you know. But
you want
to don't think about that, bro.
But you want to know why, Sean? Like the thing is, like people don't think about that shit because to them they think that that's so fucking far fetched that that's unattainable. That even if
even through a pandemic, bro, they like you see what's going on out here.
And I saw people buying a 75-inch TV with no car. a couple literally where I work at bought a 75-inch TV, was walking out and said, and they came to me and asked me, "Hey, do you got a Cash App? Do you have a Lyft app? Hey, can I Cash App you $30 so I can get a Lyft?" No, like you should have had that plan before you came and got the TV. That stimulus you just got, that could have been a down payment on a car.
Yeah, facts.
You could have went to the little mama, got 15 down, put 15 down. You could have put $1,000 down on a car.
True.
Yeah.
A nice car, low mileage and everything. I put 15 down on my car, and I got my car 58,000 miles on it. Come on, bro. Smart hustling. This is. Let's just be smart about this, people. Let's stop asking for change, and let's stop asking because honestly, the best thing Trump did for us was give us those stimulus checks.
I mean, he had to sign them, though.
He ain't had to sign it, but yeah. It happened during his presidency. You know, that was the best thing he did. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had to work through the entire pandemic, so we was able to see a lot of the dumb cornball shit that motherfuckers is doing, you know. And when they finally let's go be our token nigga right there. Let's give him 30K. He gonna fuck it off anyways. We all right.
PPP loan.
Let's stop me. Stop me when I start lying. Stop me when I start lying. You know what I'm saying?
PPP, man.
When they like, because niggas will go out and put rims on a Nissan Altima. They'll go put, you know, buy grills and buy this jewelry and all of that, but they ain't got nothing coming back to them. You feel me? Like, we talk a lot about trappers and shit. Like, trap niggas, they know how to flip. You know, drug dealers and all that, they know how to flip. So, like, you know, they hustle backwards, but they know how to do it. People that ain't got shit, they need to learn how to move forward and stop trying to keep up with everybody, because keeping up with the Joneses ain't going to do nothing for you or your family, you know, or your kids.
But you would think that would be, you know, that would be an eye opener for them. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't have that status, you didn't have that money. So you don't want to go back, you know, to that lifestyle that you knew. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think there's something nice, I get it, you know, but man, you gotta be smart.
Nah, you right about that sort of thing. I think, you know, people get money and they like, hey man, you know what? First thing they did is let me fuck it off.
Mm-hmm.
It's no more of that critical thinking of, hey man, how can I flip this? Or how can I invest this to make sure I got money coming back? Right. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers just don't want to think like that, man. But hey man, Steven, so what's going on with this KD bodyguard situation, bro? Go ahead, talk.
Bro, clown shit. Clown ass shit, dog. Like,
KD got a bodyguard?
Yeah, man. So last night at the game, bro, our National Basketball Association, a professional basketball league, bro. Not your school backyard court or no shit like that, bro. Not ruckus, you know what I'm saying? Like, so the Brooklyn Nets were going against the Milwaukee Bucks, and PJ Tucker was putting the clamps down on KD. You know, as you know, I told y'all a couple weeks ago that's what would happen. You know, so he putting the clamps down on KD, and KD gets frustrated. And one thing about KD is KD knows who and who not to fuck with, right? So KD says something to PJ Tucker, but he was walking away, and you know, PJ Tucker is that nigga that, hey, you know, we're gonna have to address this. You know what I mean? What you said has to be said, you know, addressed. So KD, I guess he thought it was a foul, and it wasn't. You can look at the play. It wasn't a foul. But the refs call foul, of course, in KD's favor. KD walks over to PJ Tucker and says something and walks away. PJ Tucker's like, fuck that, and walks toward him. And, you know, he's going off. And so out of nowhere, we see this guy in an all-black, jumpsuit. You know, the dude looked like he should be wearing 3XL, but he's wearing an XL tight-ass khaki sweater. And he pushes PJ Tucker. And so you look and you see the officials and the NBA, the assistant coaches turn around and they're pointing at the guy like, you know, what the fuck? And so come to find out, this motherfucker is KD's personal security guard. I mean, bodyguard. So, wow. You know, my problem is with the league is, like, if LeBron did this, like, there would be hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, when will KD have to pay for his consistent actions? Like, the dude has some real severe issues. You know, I know he kept his mama at the school every day. And I'm talking about not because of behavior, but because of snitching. You know what I'm saying? Mama, the teacher messing with me. Mama, you know, all that type of bullshit, man. So, yeah, very disgusting, bro.
Hey, man, that's soft, bro. Hey, Celestine, how you feel about it, bro?
That's soft. I mean, you do all this, you do all this, what y'all call it, man? Nah, man, when you impose, when you're an imposter on Instagram or whatever, but you come,
you cap it, you cap it.
Yeah, you cap
internet thug. Oh, my bad.
I mean, all that and above, man. Like you know, you saying all this stuff, but you're not using your name. But I guess that's what he used to do. But yeah, man, that's kind of soft, man. You know, you can cuss out this person, that person, everything like that. You know, because you finally figuring out a way, you know, to get all your frustrations out. Now you want to cuss everybody out, you know. But you want to get a bodyguard, you know.
Yeah, that's weak as shit.
Yeah, it is weak as shit, bro.
I don't see. I look at MJ. I look at Kobe.
I was just about to say that shit.
I look at
Kobe, boy.
I look at all the guys.
But
that shit is... I know Kobe turning over in his grave, bro. What weak-ass shit is that, man?
I just want these niggas to stop putting their names with the Kobe's and the Jordans.
Yeah,
Shaq's, even Charles Barkley, even Tim Duncan and David Robinson, them. Like, and even KG and Paul Pierce, like people talk shit about Paul Pierce, but even then, like, that was a different time of balling. Like, you not about to sit here and talk shit and then backdoor go get a bodyguard. No. If Michael Jordan talks shit to you, he talking shit to you, you got to come see Mike on the court.
Yeah.
Or y'all go have to see each other in the hallway before y'all get to the locker room. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
When, like, I don't even remember, like, even when Ron Artest and Kobe was going at it, I don't ever remember ever seeing that happening. Even if Kobe, even in Shaq and Charles Barkley, we would not respect Shaq today if Shaq did some shit like that. Let's keep it a buck. Shaq, you 7'1" and you just got done slamming Charles Barkley down, and the next time we see you, you got a bodyguard protecting you.
That's weak as fuck.
That mean you just pissing off a lot of people, bro.
You feel me? But even then, but Michael pissed off the entire league.
Yeah.
On the solo.
Yeah.
People say, oh, Pippen and no, Michael Jordan did it on the solo.
I guess
he cashed his own checks, though, you know.
Yeah.
I guess Marcus Smart and Evan Fournier really pissed that boy off, man.
Guess so.
Man, James Harden won there to have his back, and you know Kyrie wasn't gonna jump in. Blake light skin, so he not gonna jump in. So he had to go get some help because you know he needed bodyguard help. Nah, I never liked KD. I never was a KD fan.
Y'all think KD with that shit though? Like for real? Ooh. Y'all think he got hands like that? Is he rocking like that? I mean, I know he tall and everything.
Hell no.
I know he's tall. He lengthy. I mean, I'm sure he'll have a reach on you, but is he really?
PJ Tucker, what? Ain't he like a couple years younger than KD?
Nah, he older.
He older?
I don't know.
You know, y'all know Tucker about that business, bro. You could tell, bro. Like, like I told y'all this.
Hey, did you see that nigga's face? Though? I was like, God damn,
yes, man.
Yeah,
that's a hungry ass nigga. Hey, but since we on top, since we talking about sports, man. So this celebrity boxing shit must die, bro. Like, I'm done with it.
Thanks.
I'm tired of it. Like, thanks. What the fuck? What? And what people don't realize is that celebrity boxing is ruining the sport of boxing.
I don't know, bro. What? Look. Let me go first on this one because me, Steven, and Shano talked about this after that Mayweather fight.
Go ahead, bro.
The thing is, it's not the celebrity boxing. It's the matchups. It's the matchups. What you have to do is you gotta put the celebrities in there with that are non-boxers versus non-boxers, trained by boxers. You feel what I'm saying? Like if Ocho Cinco would have got in there with, like I said, with Andre Johnson, or even with T.O., because T.O. still looks like he can move. You know, that would be those interesting fights. Like I said, I think me and Sterling would like to see Game and 50 get in the ring and go at it. Like, that would be an interesting fight.
Hey, I want to see AB versus Von Burfict.
Hell, that works too. Like, bro. Hey, put Vontez in there, bro. Yeah,
put Vontez in there,
yes.
Bro.
Nah, AP moving, AB moving, bro. Come on, man. I got 50 on AB, that man.
That's a fair fight, though.
Vontez,
AB said he got to catch his one, bro.
There's a weight difference, bro.
Yeah, Vontez send that boy back to the white girls.
I gotta see
Miles Garrett versus Mason Rudolph.
Oh, bro, yes, come on, bro, like that, like Mason, you gotta step your shit up, bro. Come on, council not here to hold you back. Now you gotta hold your own on this one, brother.
Yeah, niggas. Hey, this a better one, y'all. I gotta see Ben Roethlisberger versus
Aaron Rodgers. Nah.
No. Ben Roethlisberger versus the playoffs.
Whoa. Yeah.
No, you mean the Cowboys in the playoffs. Come on, man. Don't play my team like that, bro.
Hey,
Jerry Jones versus Art Rooney the second. What's up?
Hey, so Lamar Odom, he beat Aaron Carter today in a matchup. What is this shit about, bro?
Aaron Carter,
but you know what? Chad Johnson had them hoes, though.
Yes, he did. You got
Chad Johnson had them hoes, man. Right. I'm proud of my boy Chad because he fought an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
So, you know, Johnson, he rocked him a couple of times, bro. Oh, mama.
Lamar Odom fought Justin Bieber?
No, Aaron Carter. The original Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I want candy. Ass nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, nigga, what the fuck? This nigga got face tatted.
Yeah.
Boy, that was Tekashi 6ix9ine now, bro. That's crazy.
Yep. Aaron Carter fought that nigga, bro. What the fuck?
Oh, hell no. Lamar Odom bullies knockout. Aaron Carter.
Lamar Odom and Aaron Carter. I mean, but that's just celebrity boxing, like for real. Like that's just two entertainers coming together and slugging it out for whatever reason. I don't know. I don't know why.
That's something that should never happen because Lamar Odom, first of all, bro, you have years and years of sickness on your side, bro. Like you shouldn't even did that shit. Aaron Carter of all people, bro. Come on. You could have happened there with James Harden for Khloe Kardashian. Could have did that and I would right, but you know.
I mean, it can happen, but it ain't got to – it don't have to gain steam because, like, you know, like, what the hell is this? I never heard of Aaron Carter before, bro. Like, I've only heard him on the Jimmy Neutron movie, and that was, like, way back in 2001. Like, I forgot about this man.
Hey, real talk, I need to see Lloyd Banks and 50 Cent, bro.
Hey, real quick. If y'all had a celebrity fighting match, who would y'all want to see? So, Terrell, you said 50 and...
I
got to
think.
50 and Lloyd Banks, man. 50 Lloyd Banks and 50 in game.
Nah, I got to see... Hey, Steven, who you got to see, bro?
Man, let me get... fuck, man. That's a good one. Let's see, man. Damn, man. I'm stumped on this one, man. Let me get Drake and Kendrick.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Why?
Ooh. Why am I not surprised? Ooh.
What did Kendrick ever do to you, bro?
Hey, man. I'm just trying to get him to respond to that Control song he wrote, man.
Bro, he laid the plate down. He waited for everybody else to eat. Like, come on, man. What you want him to do, man?
That's come back to me on that one.
Hey, I gotta see CP3 versus Ray John Rondo.
True. Okay. Yeah, that one's hard. That one's hard. CP3 and Roger. Yeah.
Who you got, Sean?
I mean, it's kind of weak, but you gotta give it. How about LeBron and Jay Crowder, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Jay Crowder, he on this high horse lately, bro.
I would say LeBron and Deontay.
Who?
LeBron and Deontay West, man.
Delonte?
Nah, bro. Delonte, he's just getting his life back together, man.
Nah, bro, that shit ain't dead. That shit ain't dead, bro. You my teammate, had sex with my mama, bro. They ain't. Nah.
Nigga,
they ain't never dying, bro. One of y'all niggas gonna have to see me. Or I'm gonna have to see y'all one way or another. We gonna have this.
Hey, man, mama gotta have a life too, bro.
Ah, fuck no.
Mama gotta have a life too,
bro. See, Sean, no, now I gotta pull up on you, bro.
Ain't that what's his name said in that movie, bro? Mama gotta have a life too.
That nigga dumb, man. What the fuck? Hey, Space Jam coming out, man. Who going to go see that bitch?
I'm good.
I said I was gonna do it just for the love of 90s music, 90s movies coming back. But the fact is, they changing all these different characters.
Exactly.
Cancel Pepe. Like, exactly. Bro, like
they call bro. Cancel culture has called Pepe a rapist, bro.
A fucking skunk cartoon, bro. When have you ever seen a skunk rape anybody?
Yeah, bro. Like, and then these idiots, they canceled him, bro. I'm like, bro, I'm good. Like,
and then they changed Lola Bunny because they said she's too sexual and too provocative, bro. Who out here want to have sex with a bunny, bro?
Is exactly. That why they made her like chunky?
Yeah.
Hey, but not even that. But Sean, Celestine, remember I sent you a pic the other day? It was of a cereal that was, it had LGBT on it. And it was like and then also me and Crystal and Mackenzie were at McDonald's, and McDonald's is starting to put rainbows on the back of their
McDonald's fries. I saw you put that on there.
So my answer to this is this, man. Stop trying to force that on our kids, man.
Agreed.
That's my problem, bro. Stop trying to push that on our kids, man. Agreed. Like, let the kids make their own decision, man. The moment you do that is that you're just trying to sway somebody to think some way, man. And that's bullshit to me, bro. Like, let's get it right, man. Like,
you know, I was talking to a dude the other day. You know, and he was about, you know, he was about sexual male and everything like that. But he was just telling me that, you know, like it seems today, you know, there's two different kinds of us. And like that was like using his words, and like us, he meant as in like, you know, you have the bisexuals that just, you know, that, you know, they be chilling, you know, they ain't trying to force themselves on nobody like that. You know, I'm like this here and I'm cool with it. But then you got the other ones who's radical, you know, putting all this stuff on TV, you know, trying to come at the kids with it, you know. You just like, man, we ain't with that, you know.
And I just want to say this, and they probably gonna hate me for this though, but I don't want nobody to try to relate struggles, because one thing changes, one thing can't change. You can change your sexuality all day long, but you cannot change your skin color. You can change what's on the inside, but you cannot change what's on the outside. What your DNA, what your chromosomes say, if they say you are a man, you are a man. If you're a woman, you're a woman. If you're black, you're black. If you're white, you're white. If you're gay, you can always turn straight. They say you're bisexual, that means you're right there in the middle.
Hey, tough. Hey, look, I just want to say this, man. You know, I refuse to watch Space Jam because, you know, the man who laid that foundation of the soundtrack, where every young black boy has sang at an African-American program, you know, before, I Believe I Could Fly, R. Kelly's in jail. I'm good.
Hey, it don't matter. That song still jammed, though, bro. Sound of the Thoughts. Hey, that song still fire, hey, though, big bro.
Hey, hey, that's still the best entrance ever when MJ came off that spaceship.
Exactly, bro.
Yeah, you feel me? Best ever. That was the first song we ever seen, bro.
What would make LeBron think that he... What would give him the audacity to think that he could remake this movie, bro? Watch the boycott the fuck out this shit, man. Hell no, bro.
Damn, you boycotting everything, bro. You gonna boycott the Cowboys next?
If anybody should have made a remake, it should have been Kobe. And now, rest in peace, Kobe. Now that can't happen, man.
So, Steven, you boycotting everything. Are you going to go boycott the Cowboys this year, bro?
Nah, man. I boycott Dirk. Lil Durkio, whatever his name is, bro. That's my boycott, man.
Hey, real quick, and we'll close the show on this, man. And I'm glad you brought that up, Steven. Hey, bro, how do y'all feel about Dirk? And, you know, first off, condolences to my boy for condolences to him losing his family member, his brother.
Hey, man, why are we giving this man condolences, bro?
Because he did lose somebody, man.
Hey, but man, check this out. He lost a lot of people. That's right, bro. That's like, come on, man. Like, at some point in time, bro, like, this man needs to be held accountable. You know what I mean? Like, you do all... Why are you still doing drill music at your level, dude? Like, you don't have to do that shit. Like, I don't get it. Like, all this, I smoke, you know, so-and-so, all that bullshit. Like, come on, man. Like, he has left people left and right. Like, in a few years, bro, his circle is going to be all dead. Like, that's the way it looks. Like, they're purposely trying him. And I don't think the reason why he's not getting touched is because his dad is who his dad is. You know what I mean? And it's sad, but think about it. King Von, dead. Nooski, dead. His brother, dead. It's like, bro, what?
Lil Reese and Chief, I think they're the only ones that is from OTF that's like, you know, low-key right now.
Yeah, and Lil Reese playing with God bad, bro. Like... Like, seriously, dog. Like, Lil Reese, that boy gotta be the Grim Reaper, dog. Like, for real.
Maybe. But, like,
that man was leaking, dog.
They say Chief Keef can't even go back. That's what they say, bro.
No, man, because these boys in Chicago are built different, dog. Like, I'm just saying, man. Apparently,
that boy 600 Breezy said, free Lil Timmy.
But look, the thing is, like, as far as the album went, it is a good body of work. You know what I'm saying? If I had to, I'm talking about just straight music.
So,
like, go ahead.
What can I expect to hear, bro? I'm gonna listen to it because I got to catch up on the albums, bro. So, what am I expecting to hear?
I look at it from a different standpoint, but the stories are good. Like I said after we watched the fight, it's a good album, but from here on out, I don't want to hear nothing else from Dirk about drilling, about killing ops, by putting ops on t-shirts. I don't want to hear no more of that from Dirk.
Hey, you know what was up, bro? Like Mozzie and YG album, bro.
Yeah.
Classic album, bro. Straight A.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. That's why I said that album is better. Like, exactly. Like that album is better as
A.
No, Baby's album.
But one thing Mozzie said in that song, though, he said a lot of good things on the album. One thing he said is, why would I keep speaking on the dead with all these open cases?
Exactly. That's Mozzie ran that hole. Yeah. But yeah, like, even when I'm talking about like different rappers that dropped so far, like going through ranking them, I got Lloyd Banks 1, J. Cole 2, Mozzie YG 3. Then I'll put DJ Khaled album on there because his album was actually pretty dope. And then I'll throw Dirk and Babies on at the end. But it's like, yo, like, I don't want to hear Dirk saying nothing else about putting ops on t-shirts when you ain't caught the body from the first body that you lost. Like, I don't want to hear that. See, the difference is that people always talk about, oh, you got to live your raps. You don't got to live your raps. But if you're over here, if you want to run up on Game and Tyga, run up on the street dudes that is actually catching bodies. You want to run up on these niggas, run up on people with to talk words and not actions.
Yeah.
I'm not the kind of person, like, if I'm rap beefing with you, it's strictly music. I'm dissing you because I'm better than you as a rapper. It's not I want to see you dead. I'm better than you at rapping, so I'm gonna compete with you on this rap shit. All that other shit, like, that's why I don't think these street niggas should be rapping, because they don't know how to separate the two. they don't know how to separate at rapping all, from actual life. Like, people talk about Ice Cube. So
great. Bro. Hey, did y'all hear that song? But let's not lie, bro. Do we put Tupac in that same category though?
No.
No, check it out, bro. Cause if you, even out of all the drill music I've heard, bro, like Tupac, Who Shot Ya, bro, like,
that was Biggie.
That was Biggie.
No, not Who Shot Ya, the other one from Tupac.
Hit him up,
yeah. Hit 'em up, bro, is the most disrespectful song.
And you were beefing, so that was rap.
No. Hey, but T, you cannot say Tupac would not have pulled up on a nigga, bro.
Oh, he probably would have. He did.
You know him, man. This nigga was talking the way he was talking, bro. Man, please.
But I'm gonna quote Ice Cube right now. He said, "It's good for hip hop if we keep it on wax. If you keep it on wax, it's good for hip hop. That's hip hop. But when you go to the street, that's criminal, and we don't support that."
Hey, true. But you know, y'all heard that song from those niggas from Chicago. They did that Vanessa Carlton Walk a Thousand Miles remix. You don't hear that? Yeah, bro. Like, what?
Yeah.
Who we smoke.
but that's just the thing, bro.
And these, like, are dead niggas that these boys are talking about.
Yeah, that's wild.
Hey, what the hell, bro? Hey, the world is over.
Hey, Walter played that for me, bro, and I was like, "Are you serious?" Like, yes. What are they, Sean? Generation X? What are these kids? The millennials?
We millennials. They Gen X.
Nah, we millennials.
They cokeheads. That's what they are, bro.
You know what? That disrespect for the cokeheads. I'm not even gonna put that, bro.
It's something definitely different in the water, man. Definitely different in the water, man. But hey, we're gonna finish up with closing notes, man. Celestine, what you got, buddy?
Oh, nah, man. Just great show tonight, man. You know, everybody, stay prayed up, stay healthy. See y'all next time.
Hey, Steve-O, what you got, bro?
Nothing to it. Remember this at all times, man. Do never trip over something that God has already picked up. You need to watch your step.
Ooh, shit.
Everything will be all right.
Hey, say it one more time, bro.
Hey, never stop tripping over things that God has already picked up. Watch your step.
Nice.
Hey, you got them with TJ Jakes?
Nah, man, that's me. That's me. Yeah, that's
just, get that padding, bro. Get that padding, bro.
Pad that up, bro.
Hey, Real, what you got, man?
Yeah, man, let's just stay blessed, stay prayed up, man. I was watching the news, and they still trying to solve that Vanessa Gillian case. You know, that's some hard shit right there that we haven't been talking about. And I really want to start talking about it more. A lot of people is out here screaming for justice for like 5 minutes and then they stop. If you're going to scream for justice for 5 minutes, make that be the longest 5 minutes and scream until you get it. I know that a lot of people get tired of saying certain shit, but if you're going to protest, don't stop protesting when it's when it seems convenient.
Facts. That's on everything, man. Good take. Hey, y'all know me, man. Everybody take care of themselves. Everybody be blessed. Like we said earlier in the show, click and subscribe. Subscribe to our podcast. Also follow us on Instagram. This is the Big, the Black, and the Bearded, and we out.
Yo. Yeah.